Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Localize It. Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're going to call Baseball Spo in a sec. Let's find out if he's a wave guy. We got an afternoon game today.
That's right.
110.
Day baseball, my favorite thing.
Yeah, day baseball. So Adam Spo ain't going to come in here huffing, puffing, sweating after his workout. So we'll hear from Baseball Spo. Astros lose their second game yesterday. I'll be honest, I thought it was a good game. I mean, Hunter Brown bouncing back the way he did after how he looked last week. I thought that was impressive. It's a damn shame that the bats went away. Braves are a good ball club, though. So, you know, I mean, I think that results in the big picture, big scheme of things. I actually think that result would have been better if Hunter Brown had come out and lasted two-thirds of an inning and the Astros had raked and won the game.
Yeah.
Sometimes a loss can be better than a win during the baseball season.
Yeah, but for me, that's the glass half full way of looking at it. For me, the glass half empty way of looking at it is that we talked about going into this series how big of a deal it was for the pitching staff. The least reliable guys were the ones that were going to start. And so far, they've bounced back. Like, between Eric Geddy and Hunter Brown, you feel like those guys did bounce back and give you something respectable. And you just didn't have enough with the bats to make anything happen. So for me, it's disappointing that those guys sort of passed the test and, you know, everybody else didn't.
All right. Who they want? Who they want?
Baseball Spo.
Adam Spillane. The baseball brain. Spo on the Stros here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Spo, I got to ask you, man, what in the hell is your boy Espada going to do about Jose Abreu?
That's a good question. He's in the lineup again today after he wasn't in there yesterday, but I mean, I think that the chances are kind of running out where, I mean, he's clearly not an everyday player right now. He's not playing every day. And if you look, they had two pinch hit opportunities in the ninth inning, one against the lefty, and he was not one of the guys that they went to. They went to Mauricio Dubon over him. They went to Victor Caratini over him. So They are obviously handling him a little differently than they did last year. Last year, when he got off to the slow start, he was still in there every single day. That is no longer the case. So the leash is certainly a whole lot shorter now than it was last year.
So, Spo, it feels like it's fair to say right now about Abreu, he's probably their least ideal option or their worst option at first base. And you talked about how he's kind of been slowly fade, maybe not even slowly. I mean, it's still early, kind of been phased out of the lineup. So what is their best option at first base at this point? Is it Singleton? Like what do you do past the decision of phasing out Jose Abreu as an everyday player?
I mean, I don't think they're necessarily phasing him out. I think they've just turned him into a platoon guy. So I don't know how many times he's going to start against right-handed pitching, at least right now. I mean, look, he started the first game of the series against Darius Vines. He was a right-hander, but he did not start yesterday against Reynaldo Lopez. And then he's in there today against the lefty in Max Fried. So I almost think it's a platoon situation where if they are going up against a left-handed starter, he'll be in there. But if he's going up against a right-hander, or if they're going up against a right-handed starter, then it's kind of just a wait and see. But it's not like he's done anything to show that he deserves to be in the lineup at this point. But just options-wise, they don't have a ton. I mean, you do mention John Singleton. He's been okay. Yeah. I mean, he's hit in five straight games. He's actually been a league average hitter, but I don't know if people really believe in that.
What you just described, though, is a phase out. Though.
Yeah, that sounded a lot like phase out.
You kind of disagreed with B. Scott and agreed with him. That sounds a little bit like a phase out to me, sir.
As an everyday player. Not phased off the team, but as an everyday player.
Yeah, I was kind of disagreeing in Brandon's point that he's being phased out totally. I just think he's being phased out right now as an everyday guy, at least unless he starts to turn things around. And last year, he was given that opportunity to turn. I mean, he was playing every day last year, even when he was struggling. And then eventually, he finally, turned it on towards the end of the year. They clearly aren't giving him that sort of rope, though, right now.
I just think the idea that he won't necessarily start against left-handed pitching, and then they're not pinch hitting him against left-handed pitching, that to me says a lot.
Yeah, the not pinch hitting him against the lefty yesterday, that was pretty alarming. Although it was kind of a situation where you're just looking for a guy who can get on base, but still, that was supposed to be Jose Abreu. That's why they gave him $58.5 million.
Justin Verlander looks like he's going to be back this weekend. What should we expect from Justin Verlander? Is Justin Verlander in position to where he's going to be able to eat innings? What are you seeing from him?
He is going to give you a professional outing every single time, which on a staff that had two guys fail to get out of the first inning last week, that's important. I don't know if he's like ready to give them six or seven innings at this point. I think he's gotten up to 70. I think he got up to 77 pitches in his last starts with Corpus Christi. So he's still building. He's still building up that pitch count. But I imagine that he'll be able to get up to maybe 90 pitches on Friday in Washington. And then that's when you really start to let him go at that point. But he's a guy who is going to, he's not going to blow up on you. And I think that's what's important right now, because they've had so many games at the start of the season where the starting pitcher only goes three or only goes four or gets knocked out in the first. Like, that's the sort of stuff that absolutely murders a bullpen. And when he's out there, he might not be able to be he's not the guy who can give you eight anymore, but he can at least get you six on a pretty consistent basis.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And I think that's always the most, that, I think that's as much what separates a Justin Verlander from anyone else, is when he doesn't have his best stuff and you look up and he's eaten six innings. Baseball Spo with us here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So I got to ask you this. Todd Callis, I guess, got pretty upset. And every time it happens, you see on Astros Twitter people complaining about it. Are you're a wave curmudgeon, aren't you? You're upset about fans having fun at the yard, right?
I mean, I just don't think it's fun. Like, how many people are actually having fun during the wave? You have your annoying people who try and start it, and then everybody who's around them just wants them to sit down and be quiet. So,
they've gotten bullied by guys like you and Callis.
I feel like the people that are starting the wave are bullying you into participation. Hey, wave with me. I don't want to wave with you. I want to watch the game.
Exactly. It's just a lot of bullying. It's just a lot of annoyance. I guess when I was six, I thought the wave was cool, but I'm not six anymore. You know what I mean? So it's just stop.
I mean, what's wrong with it? Should we just sit there and keep
score?
It's just
annoying.
Okay, just why?
Just pay attention.
Why?
Just pay attention to the game. You're just there to watch baseball.
Okay.
Pay attention.
Well, then why don't we start just kicking people that are on the concourse during the innings out of the game, because they're not paying attention.
You know, you should be like C.J. Stroud. You know what C.J. Stroud did during the wave? Kept his head in his phone. Be C.J.
Yeah,
Stroud.
There you go.
Be like C.J. Stroud.
Read something.
Yeah.
Read something. Just, I think it annoys people who are around you. That's all I can say.
Play solitaire
I'm trying to watch the game, and you got all these people.
So you can't
around
watch the game with
up.
The wave going?
Not if you're standing up in front of me.
Okay, so people shouldn't stand up with two outs then. Okay. All right, so let's make that rule too.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense to stand up.
You said
that's
well,
a moment,
just said
that's
he
a
doesn't
moment.
Like people standing up, so let's stop standing up during two outs.
But you might stand up yourself during two outs.
Okay, but the way I just don't know where this wave thing started. Like Todd Callis,
no one
like
ever
it.
Knows where who starts
Todd
it.
Todd Callis doesn't
who's
like
the,
it.
Who's the idiot that starts the wave? Identify yourself. 713-572-4610. Are you a wave initiator?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. If you get it started, you get it started.
Reveal yourself.
Now we got all these people that are just like refusing. They're acting like they're. I mean, just go to the game.
We're
have fun.
It.
Be loud. Not above
We're
anything.
Above
We don't even say no hitter on the broadcast, Bo. We're not above anything. What do you mean?
I'm not talking about that one again.
Well, I'm just saying we don't say no hitter on the broadcast. So what? How can we be above anything? Seriously, and it's because of a Twitter poll. So do you hate the wave because people on Twitter hate it?
Hey,
is that where we're at?
Spo hit you with that no comment.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's talk about Maldonado again, Landry.
We got it. No, I'm over that.
Oh
That's
man.
Done. We got a damn train in left field.
This is way more
fun
than that.
We got a train in left field, man. And we're sitting here acting like we have to be baseball traditional. We got a damn train. Some dude in overalls sitting there trying to get the crowd gassed up.
We got to work.
It's annoying.
Got to work on Landry's baseball etiquette, man.
Nah, they just go out there and have some fun. All these people on the concourse. I got Boomer Billy up there keeping score, spitting tobacco on the floor and throwing peanuts right by my feet. Telling me that no one can wave, no kid can wave.
No, the question is just
Come
why
on,
do you,
Boomer Billy?
Why do you have such poor taste in fun? It's just really what
it's
we're
not a
to
poor
get,
taste.
That's
in
what
fun.
We're trying to get down to.
It's I just don't know what is and what isn't good. I mean, what are we doing?
The wave. That's what we're
okay,
telling you.
So is the
we're
concourse?
We're like telling
is it,
you.
Is it okay to be getting a hot dog and a beer during the game?
Yes.
Okay. Well, at least these people were in their seats. Have you seen how crowded the concourse is?
They're not in their seats.
Concourse
they're standing
is more
up in
crowded
front of Spo.
Than the damn seats.
They're standing up while Spo's trying to
Spo's
cover the game.
Sitting in the press box, looking at Baseball America prospect rankings. He's not impacted by this wave.
It's annoying.
It is not annoying. You are inheriting this annoyance.
Annoying.
You are annoyed because this has been passed down. It's like a snowball effect of wave. crazy.
It's annoying. Trust me.
All right, whatever, Spo.
Hey, Spo,
you would like it too.
I don't like it. I just don't. I don't get the dislike for it.
I don't think there's anything more on brand than Landry not liking people who rail against the wave, and Spo being somebody who doesn't like the wave. Like that. That is very consistent with y'all personalities.
Baseball hardo. Spo, appreciate you. Enjoy it. I know you like afternoon games. Hopefully it's a quick one.
All right. See you later.
All right. There you go. That's man. Baseball Spo on the Stros here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up at 11:20. I don't know where this is going to go, but Brandon Scott said O.J. Simpson's death got him thinking about Damian Pierce. I have no idea where the hell that's going to go. I'm intrigued to find out. But coming up next, this time last year, we were very concerned about wide receiver. We were wondering what the Texans are going to do at wide receiver. Here we are a year later. We're feeling pretty dang good about it based on what happened last year and based on what they've added. I'm going to ask this to you. I'm going to ask this to B. Scott. I'm going to ask this to Figgy. What could be this year's wide receiver? At this point next year, what complete 180 could we see when it comes to a Texans position group? That's next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.